With yesterday's Lunar New Year, we officially ushered in the Year of the Pig. But at the LA Phil, the celebration continues tonight and tomorrow night. Conductor Elim Chan can remember the exact moment when she realized she wanted to conduct. It was at a concert for students put on by the Hong Kong Philharmonic, where they played Holst's The Planets, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, and other pieces from Disney's Fantasia.
And I have to say, at the time, you know, the first conductor I've ever seen in my life was a woman. So I think for me that made a huge impression. Of course, you know, because of what she was doing on stage, I thought it was really magical. But of course, that it also made this sort of sense to me that it's like, it's normal. It's normal and women would stand there. It's not just a man. So that, for me, made a big impact.
Now in her 30s, Elim Chan is getting set to become the chief conductor of the Antwerp Symphony Orchestra in the fall. She'll be the first woman to hold a chief conductor post in the entire country of Belgium. Before Antwerp, Chan was assistant conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra and a Dudamel conducting fellow with the LA Phil. Tonight and tomorrow night, she's guest conducting the LA Phil's Lunar New Year's concerts. Chan tells me growing up in Hong Kong, she has fond memories of past Lunar New Year's celebrations.
It's like a 10-day holiday, a 10-day event. I remember my mother's, you know, my grandmother, they will be, you know, already like, you know, taking out all the old recipes, how to make all these festivities food. And then, of course, you have to get ready for this food coma that lasts for 10 days. You're every day basically like a Thanksgiving, but, you know, I don't know how many meals I've put in my stomach. You have to clean the house because, you know, in this occasion, everything old, everything in the past, everything that's not good has to go.
For the LA Phil Lunar New Year's concerts, Chan says she included some of the traditional favorites, but in true LA Phil fashion, there's something new on the program.
I was thinking, you know, we have Du Yun, who is a wonderful composer, and she just, you know, she got this Pulitzer Prize, you know, some time ago, and now she has a Grammy nomination, which, you know, wow, big celebration together. And I was just thinking, you know what, let's bring her on board. So now she came up with a piece that she brought regional Chinese opera singers to come sing with the LA Phil. How awesome is that? Because I was just chatting with her and then she told me that, yeah, these singers have never even been outside of China. This is it. So they got their passport like what, a month ago maybe? And then they came here to LA to share this specific kind of art form with, you know, the LA audience.
Conductor Elim Chan's appearance with the LA Phil comes during a run of conductors, which included principal guest Susanna Melki, Simone Young, the first woman to conduct the Vienna Philharmonic, and prominent African-American conductor Thomas Wilkins. Chan tells me the commitment to diversity and inclusion at the LA Phil is unlike any other orchestra in the world. And other orchestras, she says, should follow the LA Phil's lead.
I don't think we want to be, you know, featured like a rare species in a zoo, like, you know, and shed lights on it and look. And then after that, what happened to it? You know, then do we not do that anymore? And it should be just, you know, normal. And you know, we all have something to share with others and we all have our stories to tell. Not, you know, not to have this as a rare item. I hope that we can move beyond that because I think in the end we shouldn't have boxes anymore. I mean, music is so fluid. It's a spectrum that, you know, it doesn't call for boxes. It calls for dialogues.
Elim Chan is the guest conductor for the LA Phil's Lunar New Year concerts tonight and tomorrow night at Walt Disney Concert Hall. The program features traditional Chinese music alongside the world premiere of Thirst by the Pulitzer Prize-winning Chinese composer Du Yun. And the Taiwanese violinist Ray Chen is soloist in a couple of firecrackers by Maurice Ravel and Camille Saint-Saëns. More information at laphil.com. This is Arts Alive. I'm Brian Lauritsen.